We've had 137 mil, like on the weekend, and we received 12 mil the previous Sunday to that, so we've had 156 mil all up.
That is one hell of a fall just in a couple of days. What was it like? Can you describe what it was like as it was coming down?
Yeah, well, on Friday when it started off fairly steady. By lunchtime, we'd only had 10 mil. By about 6 o'clock, we'd had about 20 mil, and then it set in after that. And by Saturday morning, we'd had 131 mil.
And so what's the station like now that you've had all of that rain?
Well, it's obviously like the water holes are filling up, and you can see a green tinge already, but it's certainly put a bit of life back into the station.
Oh, I can imagine. Any damage?
Well, as I haven't been able to get out too far as yet because it's still too wet, but the only damage would be creek crossings and that, so there's no real major damage, nothing that can't be fixed.
And when was the last time the area saw that kind of rain? I know you haven't been there that long, though.
Yeah, well, 2010 and 11 they had some pretty good years, and then again early 2012 they had some pretty good rainfall around this area. But that's about this is a major one since then.
Now, you mentioned that you haven't been able to get out. You can't actually get off the station at this stage?
No, well, the roads are still closed north and south, but even just driving around your roads here at the station, they're still far too wet if you start driving around too much because you just wreck your roads.
Any idea how long you may be stranded there?
Well, at this stage, we'd probably have to be 3 or 4 days before we'd be able to get out, I'd say, but yeah, depending on whatever rain comes this afternoon, it's still building up to storms again now.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll check in with the Weather Bureau and find out a bit more about that shortly. Are you in touch with any of the other stations surrounding?
Yes, we talk each day and compare rainfalls. It's like Munger and his station had 77 millimetres last night and we only had 6. So there's very good rain up in that country.
Right, it's quite varied then, isn't it?
Yes. When we had the 131, they only had about 56, so it sort of evens itself out fairly well.
Yes, indeed. And what does it feel like now that things have freshened up? We all know that feeling after rain has fallen, but you've had quite a lot.
Well, it's a very good feeling because you know you're going to have feed for your stock because things were pretty dry, as you know. But already, like I say, there's a green tinge and, yes, everything looks pretty good.
We were hearing that certainly the Birdsville, Oodnadatta and Strzelecki tracks are closed at the moment and you can't get off the station. A bit unfortunate for tourists and those who are trying to get out, but is it a good feeling having had the rains?
Well, it is a good feeling. Everybody, it puts a bit of life into everybody and everything. Like it's sort of, like I say, it's so dry for quite a while. And yes, it's a very good feel. You only just by talking to people on the phone, you can hear their voices are changed.
Well, that's a good thing indeed. And Charlie, you've also sent me some photographs. We'll pop them up on Facebook and on online at our rural page. So thank you for that. And thanks so much for chatting with us.
Yes, no worries at all.